Yo, this is Boots from the Clan Abusive, checking in from Texas.
Hey, we're just waiting for it to start. There's about 20 seconds left to start, and it will be a standard 25-minute match. Some reason someone's saying that Rav owns. I don't know who that is, or RAV, or maybe it's someone, I don't know. But someone, that person owns for some reason. 5 seconds to go, and the match has started. Thank you. Everyone is running off the base. They're screaming into their main base. I'm going to head over to the flag base. I'm at the Blood Eagle flag base. And not really anything going on. We got some people going in and out, obviously getting their gear. I would probably guard this with light D and put it the heavy D in the generator room at the main base, but right now we got some inventory stations going up. No turrets as of yet that I can see. They got just litter bugged a bunch out, so they're gonna set up some of them. Head over to the other side, to the Diamond Sword base, the Diamond Sword flag base. Takes a little while to get there. And, ooh, wow, there go the... Someone just totally took out the, the solar panels on that base, and, there goes the... As you can hear, there goes the sensor, but the force fields are still up because you have to take out the generator at the main base. There's a heavy in here staring out through the force field at an enemy trying to get in. He's saying hi and he's waving into him. It's kind of funny. They got a heavy sitting on the flag in here. A lot of remote inventory stations up, a lot of turrets. Basically, we got the enemy light D is hanging, or enemy light O is hanging out around this base just waiting for the gens to fall. So we're going to go around and see if we can find what's going on. Here I'm in the Diamond Sword base, which is, let me take a look at it real quick again. Diamond Sword is the Team Fusion base. They have they got a heavy in the gen room, but their solar panels up top have been taken out. They have some remote turrets up, but their generators are still up, so that means their flag is safe at the moment unless someone screws up and lets a capper in. Let's go check out the other base. I'm going to go scream over to the Blood Eagle side. I ended up at the Blood Eagle flag base, and they have literally every turret up. I mean, I don't think you can get more turrets than this up. So obviously there's nothing going on over there. Let's head over to the Blood Eagle main base and see how that is holding up. I think this is it. No, that's the Diamond Sword. Let me turn around and scream on back. Like I said, this does take time because I don't know about any other announcers, but I will not follow a player around with observer mode because I do not believe that is ethical. It can be construed as taking tactics, so I'm not going to do that. Whoa, the gens are down over here at the Blood Eagle side. Or, I'm sorry, the Diamond Sword. No, it is the Blood Eagle side. It's hard to tell colors in software mode, so I'm looking at the colors. The Blood Eagle generators are down, so that means that that E5 is their flag is vulnerable. So we're going to go take a look over there and see what's going on. If I can ever get over there. Oh, no, where is it? Damn, it's going to take a long ass time to do it. So, let's see if I... Oh, yeah, here we go. Okay, it appears they've gotten them back up because whoa! Okay, someone just, Lid just followed somebody into the base and tried to grab the flag, but he was taken out by the remote, turrets in there. Because he got locked in because the force fields were still up. Basically, they have one light D and one heavy D sitting in here. And a whole lot of, there was a whole lot. I guess, Lid had a death throw that took out most of them. And Beastie Man just tried the same deal and it didn't make it in. Whoever's playing light D on there really needs to watch who he lets in. It's not a good thing. Maybe it was a heavy D that let him in. It is funny because we got a light D running around with repair, with a repair kit or repair pack trying to repair stuff. No one really over here. Just one or two at a time. Wait, here comes two light O. No, sorry, one. There's one light O and one light D. A little dual action there. But the light D has a repair pack, so it doesn't help much. And in comes another light O. Pumpkin King just got ventilated, as they so call it. I'm going to head over to the other base because it seems that flags may be exchanging hands. Certainly looks like it. Yes, 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 the Blood Eagle generators are down. Their flag is vulnerable at the moment. They have a heavy sitting on it. But everything is down inside. Except for they have one permanent inventory station up because they just repaired a solar panel. In come the cappers, and they are just plowed down by a plasma. They're coming in from the front side. Here comes another one. Just using these awesome ski routes to get in. But so far nobody's grabbed it yet. Or at least no one's gotten far with it. Let me check score, make sure. Yeah, it's still 0-0. I didn't fuck anything up yet. They got a light D sitting on the hill right here. That one capper I told you about actually turned out being a light D. I tend to do that a lot. He's just sitting right on the hill in front of the base waiting for cappers to come in. And their gens are still down. They do not have power here. They're adding turrets and... someone is bombarding it with grenades from a grenade launcher. The heavy is sitting on the flag with a repair or the shield pack. And it appears that incoming O did not get anywhere. I haven't seen any heavy offense yet. I'm surprised. But since it is such a large base and it is relatively new, maybe heavy O has not been implemented by either of these teams yet. But it may have. I just have not seen any yet. And like I said, there's just turrets coming up and Jack Crapper tried to come in and grab it, but I missed him, but he died. Blew the heavy off it. But heavy has come back and is back on the flag. The inventory stations are down inside there. Light D is out repairing turrets. Here comes another capper, pelting it with grenades. It was Baxter, and he doesn't get anywhere. Here come more. Discs and grenades. Don't go anywhere. This Heavy D is doing very, very well. This is a Blood Eagle Heavy D, so I don't know who plays Heavy D for E5, but they're definitely doing a very good job. Not much really going on there. The flag is still down, or the flag shields are still down. So let me go check at some of the other bases and see what's going on there. It's Shag. Lance Style informs me that it's Shag that is sitting Heavy D right there and just keeping everybody out. I'm over at the Team Fusion side where Heavy D is just kind of sitting there twiddling his thumbs. Their power is down here, but the force fields are still up. Yes, he's kneeling now. He's showing off for an enemy outside of the force fields. They cannot get in because they have not taken out the generators in the main base. Their light D is just tearing them up as cappers come in to try and get to it. I hope they realize that they need to. I hope E5 realizes that they need to take out the generators at the main base. But right now they just have one light D standing on top of the base. And one heavy sitting inside it, so they're doing pretty good right now. I'm going to head back over to the E5 flag base. The gens are still down. They have their solar panel up. Solar panels. Ooh, and the flag is gone. I'm sorry, I missed that. Let me go back and see who took it. Al Dolan took the Pimp's flag. Al Dolan has the Pimp's flag. He must be heading back. Let me run over there real quick and see if I can grab it or find him. Oh, he just dropped it. He's being torn apart by the people I thought were Light D, but they were actually O, standing there waiting to get in. So it was returned. Beastie Man was killed. He was first killed by Al Dolan. And Al Dolan dropped it. I guess he thought that one of his Light D could get it, but it was returned. So it's still 0-0. The scores right now are kind of odd. E5 has a lot of negative scores. LNX has 3. Biohazard for TF, he has the high score right now with 10. Not really much going on still. They're still kind of feeling each other out. There's about just under 15 minutes left. No score as of yet. If nobody scores on this, they will go to Rain Dance for it. Let me run over and see who... Whoa, wait a minute. Yes, the Team Fusion force fields are down now. So it would appear E5 has taken out their generators at the base. Wildchild is sitting flag D for TF, and he's doing his job. He's got mines at both sides, and cannot get in. Very, very observant player, constantly looking around. Let's check for people incoming. Wrong side, Mal. Go to the other side. Ooh, someone gets a... There's someone sitting at the front just launching discs and trying to goad him out. Nothing going on. He can't get anything. He keeps putting mines up being... Oh, and he's shut down. The generators come back up. And whoever was standing... Oh, no. Wildchild killed himself. And Lid took the flag, but he is trapped inside the base. Lid has the Team Fusion flag, but he is trapped inside their base. He cannot get out. And he has a teammate on the outside waiting to get in and cover him. Ooh, the gens go down and he jets off. He hands it over to Beastie Man, because I guess he didn't have enough life. And Beastie Man goes screaming away. I'm following him as best I can. He gets zapped by a laser rifle. I'm not sure if it hit it, and I cannot keep up with him. He is moving that fast. He has one Light D trying to chain him, and he is heading off towards his main base. He's going for a very large incline there. Going to get a great leap off. He still has a follower, but they're using discs and grenades. They cannot hit him. He is just moving along like lightning speed. He's heading for their flag base now. Like I said, he's down at the bottom. He's right underneath it, and he's coming up the backside. Light D is pelting it with grenades, trying to in a desperate attempt to get the flag, but they have gotten a lot of defense up. They have some turrets on the outside. And he drops it right inside. And Shag just captured it. Okay, so E5 has won. Team Fusion has none. This is a very, very intense game for very few minutes at a time. The E5's flag base still has no generators up. Excuse me. They have Light D up. They have 2, 3 Light D and 1 Heavy D. I see 2 remote turrets on the outside ledge. Their solar panels are down. The inventory stations are down on the inside. They have a remote inventory up, a remote turret up. They have 2 remote turrets on the outside. Strike that. The inventory station just went down. Incoming cappers. Get that great ski movement. Oh, and he's just lit right up. Took out Dweezil. And his capping partner is having fun with the Light D, flying up and just dropping grenades all over the place. Took out all the remote turrets and the sensor and there goes the last solar panel. They have one inside, and it would appear that he just got in. Let's see who it is. Well, I didn't catch quite what happened, but everything on the inside of the base is completely whacked. It involved Icon, Ashler, Dweezil, and Shag. Everything on the inside is dead. They only have lights and they're repairing. They have one remote inventory station up that looks like it might be functioning. Yes, it is. They have the inventory station, the permanent one up, but the power is out. And their two light D have moved down to the hill in front of their base like they were originally. I'm not going to bother with the main bases because they're not... First of all, they're not marked, so I don't know whose base they are. They both have yellow on them. Back at the... Who's this? I gotta check. Oh, this is the Diamond Sword side. Diamond Sword flag base. So, let's see. I gotta check the sheet. I can never remember. Diamond Sword is a Team Fusion. And they got Heavy D on the flag. They got all their inventory stations up. Litterbugging turrets, and they're coming up. Apparently, they have figured out a very, very good pattern because they have got a lot of remote turrets up, both outside and inside. They also have Light D in front. Dueling right now with a capper. Two light D up front, you know, just holding off cappers. Nobody's coming in as of yet. Oops, strike that. There are two cappers that are taunting light D. I was just informed that everything is up at the Elcott 5, the E5 side, except for the force fields. Whoa, I turn around and it looks like a dogfight at the base. The flag base for TF. There were a lot of cappers that snuck in from the side while the light D was taken. We're worried about the two in the front and nobody got through. In comes another capper and he doesn't get anywhere. They have tons of light D up here. Gets sniped, chained, and he's gone. It was a biohazard, got nailed by a turret in the end there. That's what took him out. They still have Heavy sitting on the flag. Everything is still up inside there. I'm going to go take a look at the other side. It would appear... who is this? This is... E5 again. And, I think it's E5. No, it is Team Fusion. I'm sorry. This is the Team Fusion side. I've been making mistakes because the armors are marked differently than I'm used to. They're both silverish in color, so... So we'll see how I do with this. Move around to a nice position here. Working around. Okay, the Blood Eagle side, which is... Blood Eagle is E5. Their base is just being pelted. They have a lot of light D up, but a lot of cappers are coming in. On the inside, it looks like everything is gone except the Heavy sitting on the flag. These heavies are doing very well. We're just passing 7 minutes left in the map. Light D is working very, very hard to get things back online. We're going to head over to the Team Fusion side and... Yeah, okay. Team Fusion side is quiet as usual. They have one gen up. The power isn't up at the flag base, but the force fields are because obviously the gens at the main base are good. Like I said, they're just kind of setting up turrets every now and then. Heavy D sitting on the flag, so there's not really much going on. I'm going to head back over to the E5 flag base. And there's just so much going on, the dogfights. I don't see anybody with the flag. Let me check, see if it's still in there. Yes, Heavy D is still on the flag. Force fields are down. It's open. They've litterbugged out repair packs. Heavy D just gets off the flag to repair a turret. That was kind of odd. And he's repairing the permanent inventory station, but, you know, it's not up. Oh, and they're just a capper smacked right into the force field as it came back up. So it would appear force fields are back up at the Blood Eagle side. Lance Style says, woohoo! Hang on, let me take a drink here in a little lull. This is the ultimate turtling. You cannot get in unless your teammates help you. Teammates have to take out the generators at the main base. Otherwise, it is impossible to cap unless you follow somebody in, which is very, very hard to do. And once you're in, it's even more impossible to get out. Little duels going on. People shooting at force fields thinking that will let them in. Doesn't work, obviously. it would appear that there are no more Light D, except for Saber. He was kind of running around. They were both on opposite sides. Hang on, we got a duel going on here, a 2-on-1. I'm not sure who. Okay, it was 2 E5 on 1 TF, and Al Dolan was nailed with a disc. And it's going on again. Let's see who wins this one. Now it's 3-on-1. 3 E5 versus 1 Team Fusion. And the Gens are back down. Oh, and they're back up again. They're holding it. And they're back down it. They're back. No. Oh, it's weird. Heavy D was shooting mortars out the door, and every time it would land right on the doorway, and the Gen would, or the force field would come up and then come back down. And the Heavy D is dead, and... But the... Nope, there they go. Heavy D is off the flag, and the flag is taken, but it's dropped. And it's taken again. Shag... No, Shag didn't take it. Shag killed himself. Let me scroll up, see who took it. Biohazard took it, but he dropped it. I don't see... Baxter has it. Okay. But he dropped it also. Sorry, Baxter just dropped the flag. It was handed off to Al Dolan, actually. I'm sorry. Al Dolan has the flag. So TF is moving their ass. Baxter handed off to Al Dolan. Let me see if I can make it over there in time to catch it. Okay, I'm over there, and I don't see him. Oh, wait. All I have to do is look. He has a ton of followers on him. He's got covering guys, and he's got people trying to kill him. He's got chasers, chain gun fire, and discs and grenades and all kinds of stuff are going at him. I'm sitting inside waiting for him to come in. It's really hard to catch him. I don't see him. Let me go check outside and see if he lost it. He might have. Let me check in. Oh, he capped it. I'm sorry. Al Dolan capped the flag. 5-point cap bonus. So it is now 2. No, it's now 1-1. I'm sorry. It's 1-1. E5 and TF, they each have 1 cap with less than 3 minutes to go. 2 minutes and 30 seconds almost. So I'm going to go hang out back at the E5 side. I'm not sure if they have the flag or not. Let me maneuver my way in there. Yes, they do. Someone has the flag, and he is off running with 3 chasers. I don't see who it is. It was Biohazard, and he dropped it. He was taken out, and it was returned. Dweezil returned the E5, and he spams Fear the Dweezil. And the E5 gens are back up, so that means their force fields are up. The inventory stations on the inside are dead. There's no one inside. And the gens go back down again. So it is an open flag. Here comes someone incoming. I don't know if it's Capper or Light D. It appears Capper. And Al Dolan took it again. Screaming out. He has 1 chaser. He has 2 chasers. He is moving like a fucking bat out of hell. Right off this top... He's coming right down the middle, man. You cannot miss him. Unless, perchance, you're watching in software mode like me. Dweezil just gets nailed by a Light D covering Al Dolan. He's got the flag, and he's up to the door. He's through the generator, or he's through the field, force field. And he gets killed, and he's chain gunned to death because he couldn't cap it in time, and it's returned. So it's still 1 up with less than a minute left to go. Unless someone pulls off something major here, we're going to rain dance. It is 38 seconds left to go. I'm at the E5 side. Nothing is up anymore. The flag is in the base. Let's see if someone grabs a flag. Someone just blew up the inventory station, but they were killed. It was Noodles. Ooh, Jack Crapper just goes screaming through and takes it. I don't see which way he went. I'm trying to find him. Okay, I'm sorry. He was killed, and Baxter just took the E5 flag. And it's over. 1-1. That's it. It was tied up, so they are going to Raindance. I would have to say MVPs for that map would have to be for Team Fusion, Al Dolan. He grabbed the flag quite a bit. Shag for E5, he was screaming along. I'm sorry, he wasn't screaming along. Al Dolan was screaming along. That dude was moving really fast on his skis. He found a lot of good routes. For E5, I'd have to say Shag, because Shag sat heavy D for a long ass time, and he kept a lot of cappers out. So now we are sitting at we're on Domino again, and we're waiting for it to change to Avalanche. So I'm gonna head back into Merc and see what's going on. I hope I don't miss anything, and I hope I can get back in. Hi, everybody. Here's a little thing on the lag. That's how bad the lag is. I just typed that, so it would appear that people are spamming. Oh, no, wait. That's the wrong channel. Hi, everybody. There we go. There's a little idea on the lag. So, everybody's in here. I don't see my pal. Oh, there he is. Fijian. This is a guy who asked me for a shout-out last time I did this. He begged me and begged me for a shout-out, and I told Fijian, whatever, however you pronounce his name. I told him, hang on a sec, everybody is, the rules were changed. It appears that they're going to play this over again. Yeah, those are the rules, aren't they? They play it over again until, for 15 minutes, till, 10 minutes. Everyone's saying it's 10. Until first cap is taken. But it took them like 20 minutes to get a cap.
This is Zai from S3, and you're listening to WSBN. Bow down.
And Al Dolan grabs it. He's off. He's got a chainer. Someone missed a snipe. He's moving. Less than 2 minutes into it, and Al Dolan's already got the flag for Team Fusion. I'll tell you, when Super Grover quit Team Fusion and retired from Tribes, I never thought that anyone would be able to replace him. And Al Dolan has not replaced him, but he has definitely done a good job of capping. He is an amazing capper. Just grabs it and screams away. It would appear that everybody abandoned their the pimp flag was returned to base. So it's still scoreless. No one has scored. Al Dolan died, and he was he says that's lucky. I guess LNX got him. Oh no, Lance Dial was following him, I guess, and he said that he mid-aired a player and it killed himself. He killed himself, so that kind of stinks. I'm back over at the E5 base, and flag is there, gens are down, one light D inside, and they're grenade spamming it, and Baxter took it, but he got killed. He killed himself, actually. Ashlar just took it too. Okay, so that was a pickup, and it was dropped. It's in the field. The E5 flag is in the field. You know how I know that? Because I don't see it. Oh, it's just returned. Shag returned it. Okay. Very, very, very interworking here. A lot of people moving around, working in coordinated. There is no heavy flag sitter for the Blood Eagle. I know, Lan, I'm at the Blood Eagle side. In comes a capper. Nope, missed it. Died. I'm gonna stick here, because it seems that they do not have a heavy D sitting on the flag, so, Nope, a lot of guys trying for it, but their light D, E5's light D is holding them off. Like I said, there is no heavy D sitting on the flag. The gens are down, so the flag, or the force fields are down. It would appear that everybody abandoned their main base to defend the flag stands, which is a very good tactic. E5 has a heavy back on the flag. They're being disc spammed and grenade spammed, but nobody can get in yet. They actually have two heavies. Ooh, Jack Crapper just nabbed it. He took it, and he's screaming along. TF has the E5 flag. He's moving. Like I said, this is a very, very fast map. I can't follow him, so I'm watching the chat screen, and he's being chained. Lance Styles following him. He says that he's being chained. Oh, wait, I see him. He's coming up. Where'd he go? I don't see him. I have lost him, but the Team Fusion force fields are up, so E5 is going to have a hard time at this. I don't see. People are dying like crazy, so I it's hard to pick out. Oh, no. Lance informs me that he went to their main base. So he is, he's going in the entrance to their main base. I'm not sure why. But, I'm going to stay over here, I'm going to stay over here at the Team Fusion flag base. Lanstyle informs me that, he's, quote, chilling at the inventory station. I'm not quite sure. He might not know that he has the flag. That's the only thing I can think of, because he's in a lot of trouble if he gets caught. He's heading back outside. Light D is holding off cappers at the Team Fusion flag base. Their gens are still up, so their force fields are still up. A lot of cappers coming in. He's getting chained. It appears he's coming for the he's coming back to the flag base, and he's being chained heavy. Yes, he is. Okay, I see him. Here he comes. Dude, he just gets nailed. Just gets chained to death. And, it was returned. I don't know what was up with that. But, for some reason, he must have not realized he had the flag or whatever. The E5 generators are back up, so that was, Team Fusion's big chance. And there's less than 3 minutes left to go in this 10-minute overtime. E5 has a heavy sitting on the flag, and they have one inventory station, or one permanent up, but the power is out at the flag base. So they don't have any power there, but the force fields are still up because the gen at the main base is up. Very, very intense action. Seems that it can go either way, and right now Shag is doing his kneeling. I assume that's Shag. He was one I was informed was playing heavy D here. Turrets in the wall was pretty gay. Yeah, I suppose it is. Dweezil thinks that turrets in the wall are pretty gay. I agree, but it's also very hard to get turrets in the wall and have them shoot. Noodles informs Dweezil that they're not in the wall. Heavy D is sitting, doing his kneeling thing. I assume it's Shad. I'm sorry, Shag. There are a couple players coming in. They're shooting, so I assume they are. Here's an O sitting, light O sitting on top of their base, and there's a light D on the ground who's trying to snipe him from the ground up to the roof. They're all kind of, whoa, he just shot through me. That was kind of neat. They're kind of running around waiting for the gens to go down, but nothing's happening. Shag kneels down again for him, giving him a nice big old fat, come get me. But nothing's going on. The gens are still up. We'll take a look and see what else is. I'm going to head over to the other one because it would appear that everything's going okay. Okay, I'm back here at the Blood Eagle side. Their gens are down. I'm sorry, I had the sides mixed up. Team Fusion is that wasn't Shag, it was I think it was Wild Child who was doing all the kneeling and showing off. But at the E5 side, I got confused there following the capper for a moment. The force fields are down. They have people running around with repair packs trying to get inventory stations up. Cappers are coming around. Liddy's bodies are littering the ground. It looks like Jonestown, and someone grabs the flag. Who was that? It was Pumpkin King. He took the pimp's flag, and it's over. No score. They get to do it again. Wow, this is confusing. We'll try and do it again. I hope that they get this map is going a very, very long time. All those people who are on the East Coast will not let's see, it is midnight on the East Coast at the moment right now. It's actually midnight 06 or 12:06 Eastern Standard Time. So a lot of people are either going to have to drop, which I don't find very amusing, and I don't think it will happen, or they're not going to do very well at work tomorrow, or school, however the case may be. Land informs me, oh my god, this is a good match, but it's almost his bedtime. Lan is, not sure how old he is. I think he's around, he's in his teens. He's doing a very good job of giving me hints and tips here, what's going on. He's listening, so he helps me a lot with that. And let's see, I hung out most of the time by my mistake at the Team Fusion side, because I was a little confused about that, so I'm going to hang out at the E5 side this time. And if Shag informs everyone it's going to be a 4-hour match, I'm going to hang out at the E5 side and see what's going on. And if it starts getting torn up, then I'll stick there. If it doesn't, then I'll head over to Team Fusion and see what that looks like. But it seems to me that Team Fusion has the upper hand. They are doing better on this, and so I'm going to hang out at the Elcott 5 Exterminator's flag base and see what goes on here, okay? Waiting for everybody to ready up. This is going to be one hell of a long demo if anyone decides to submit it to Tribal War. Let's see, who's holding things up? Shag, Biohazard, and HG are holding things up. I'm not sure why. No demo drops. Now it's just Shag and Biohazard. Pumpkin King is spamming, let's start her up. Let's kick the tires and light the fires. Now Biohazard is the only one holding it up. Let's see. Pumpkin King says bio clicking, and it appears Pumpkin King has other things to do. Okay, and it was forced by HG. It was forced. So for those of you who are retards and don't know what it means when someone forces a match, it means that some people aren't ready. And everybody else is, so they decided to start it. And you have to have admin to do that. Okay. Whoa. Okay, 5 seconds to go. Are you ready for a war? Someone's using that sound pack again, and it started. Here they come. Someone's disc jumping away to go, nail the flag, and what can I say? Everything looks okay right now. I'm getting a little irate because I'm tired of looking at the same damn map. Might be different I was playing on it, but, okay, well, Beastie Man informs me that I have to give a shout-out to Gringo. Well, I know that, so, I've given Gringo plenty of shout-outs, but there's another one, Gringo. You my bud. And, about that chick who in my computer class that liked you, you know, that was true, but, she really isn't as pretty as I told you she was. Anyway, they have quite a bit of D up at the E5 side. That sound that you hear blowing up is the, are only the solar panels, so, nothing really going on. I'm gonna head over to the Team Fusion side. Their gens are down. The force field's down. They got Watchout sitting on the flag. He's blown off. He's still on the, he got blown right up the door, but he's not off the side. Ooh, and who grabbed it? Shit, I don't see who took it. It was, Wild Child returned it, and then Mr. Chad took the TF flag. He's being chained to death. I can't see what's going on. He's screaming along trying to find a nice route, and Light D is tearing him a new asshole, basically. Mr. Chad dropped it, so I am back following Jack Crapper, who also took it. He took the E5, and he's heading over towards their main base, I think. No, he's doing circles. He just made a complete 180 in a nice wide arc for some dumb reason. He's got one Light D following him. And he drops it off to Baxter. Baxter picks it up and takes it. Great teamwork. Awesome teamwork. That was the reason why he made the 180. And Baxter takes off on this tremendous route down the side of towards their flag base. And oh no, he starts in a duel. He needs defense. Baxter got killed, and it's sitting in the field, and it's taken by shit, I missed who took it. But TF does have the E5 flag. It was a great pickup. Let me see if I can see who took it. No, I can't. Too much going on right now. It's basically, he's running around behind their base trying to avoid enemies trying to kill him. Like I said, once again, I didn't catch who took it. But TF does have the E5 flag, and he's doing a tremendous job. Oh! It was Al Dolan, and Dweezil just chains him right out of midair. But Baxter takes it again. Look at that. He's heading up. He's made it up, I think. I'm not sure. I'm looking for him. Baxter's just a great captain, made a great grab there. Baxter's almost dead from what I hear from Landstyle. I still can't see him, because I'm not following him. Jack Crapper grabs it. It was handed off by Jack Crapper, and Jack Crapper grabs it. There he is. He's right near their base. He cannot get inside, because if he takes the time to get inside, they'll kill him. So he falls off the side. He's heading out towards the back of the base, down the hill. Landstone informs me that he's in the yellow, and it's dropped, and it's returned to base. Oof, what a run. What an awesome run. That was amazing. So it started out with Jack Crapper handed it to, I guess Juno has the flag. While all that was going on, Juno has taken the flag. The Juno has the E5 flag. Excuse me, I don't know all these teams very well. I'm going to head over to the Team Fusion side and see if I can find him. He's under their base. Trying to avoid enemies, again, much like his former comrade, or much like his comrades were trying to do. It's like a 5-on-1 duel, and he gets killed and it's dropped. Now it turns into a rabbit match, and the Pumpkin King took it. Al Dolan dropped? Oh, okay, no. The Pumpkin King takes over. Yes, I'm looking for him. It is just a killing ground underneath the Team Fusion base. Just, I cannot see who has what, and it's been dropped and taken so many times by Team Fusion that I can't see who has it. Landstyle informs me that it is Jack Crapper who has it. He's moving out towards the more of the middle of the field, away from their base. I would guess that he is trying to get a nice fat ski run up to their base, yammering on Roger Wilco about how his team should get the damn door open for him. There's just coming up on 4 minutes left in the game, and he comes screaming up, disc jumps up, and the field goes down. He's trying to get in. He gets in, and it's capped. TF gets it. Team Fusion has it. Okay. So that Team Fusion now has one map on E5. Let me just check to make sure. Yes, Team Fusion has finally capped after one full overtime and almost 7 minutes into the second one. Team Fusion does cap. So I'm going to head back to IRC. And say hi to everybody, maybe play a little music and go check, see how Cheaters is going to be, because it's going to be on Cheaters' wayside, and you guys are going to know because I'm going to join. Let's see, PM, please stop private messaging me. I'm not messaging all this. Kaiser says I'm the man. Well, Kaiser knows I'm the man. For all you who don't know, Kaiser Soze, who's on my team, who, he basically sleeps with 5150 Slam. No, I'm kidding. His computer's at Slam's house, and they spend a lot of time together. They're best friends, and the big joke is that they're gay because Kaiser spends so much time over there, playing with us, so, playing tribes with us. All you people who private message me can just, like, go to hell. Oh, and Mojo is at Slams, too. So Mojo is trying out for Team Fusion, I guess. He's wearing the TFR tag, and he's trying out for Team Fusion. He's at Slams' house also. Please do not private message me. I'm asking you politely. Please don't.
Yo, this is Realistic from Team 5150. You listening to WSBN, so stay tuned, or I might have to come to your house.
HG is the first with the good luck, and they just stream afterwards. I heard a good luck 5E. Someone on Team Fusion has a little bit of a problem there with their noodle. I'm not saying it was noodles, but someone's noodle isn't really, you know, noodling very well. 5 seconds till it starts, and we're off and running. Everybody jams for the inside. They got a... Oh, wait, whose side am I on? I'm on the Blood Eagle side, so that's E5 side. I'm going to hang out over here for a bit because I really like these E5 guys. Someone just named Maelstrom is God connected to the game and then dropped. So I'm glad that everybody thinks that I'm a real radio priesty guy, but please don't do that because it's it will ruin this game if people do that. Ellen X just took the Golden Girls flag and it was dropped immediately. The Golden Girls, I can't. Ellen X just took the Team Fusion flag and it was immediately dropped. E5's got a heavy sitting on the flag. Just like you would for a rain dance, only it's right inside the door. I don't know, I'm kind of laggy. I'm not sure why. It could be all you retards spamming shit in IRC. I'm going to check out pings. Everybody is pinging very, very well. There are no 200 pings that I can see. Except for me, yay! I have a 230-something. I guess, oh, it's Cheater's Wayside, so that's why I'm on the east, or I'm on the west. So far, both flags are at home. Nothing really great going on. There's a lot of grenade spamming of the E5 tower, but their light D is taking them out. And the heavy D is sitting there doing a very, very good job. I would guess that's Shag. E5 sit heavy for Shag on the last one, so I'll just say it's Shag now. More grenade spam. Capper coming in. Didn't get it. It was Baxter, and he did not. He was denied big time. When you got two light Ds chaining you one from each side and a heavy D chaining you from the front, it just doesn't work. And some people are having trouble with the capping roots here. They have nice roots coming in, but then as soon as they go to grab the flag, they don't do very well. They can't get up there and nab it. They need to blow this heavy D off of the tower, which is very hard to do. Here come more grenades. And Jack Crapper took the Lost Boys flag, but unfortunately, he went inside the tower, and because you have to go inside the tower to take it, and he was chained down by the heavy D. Oh, Landstyle informs me that, no, never mind, he's wrong. Blood Eagle flag is not gone. It's in the base. It's in the base, Landstyle, it's at the bottom, don't worry. E5 flag is okay. I'm going to take a quick gander over at Team Fusion side. And it looks like it's being pelted. And LNX took the Team Fusion flag. Where'd he go? I'm looking for him. He's heading off into the hills. And he dropped it. He smacked into the wall and dropped it. And it turns into a rabbit match. Everyone trying to get it. But Jack Crapper returned it. LNX is doing very well on this map. E5 LNX, he's the only one who's actually gotten a hold of the flag for more than a couple seconds. And Biohazard just took it, but he dropped it. He died. He tried to disc jump, and it killed him. So, where did it go? Golden Girl, yeah. The TF flag was dropped in the field. It was just sitting right up front, and the heavy D didn't want to get out and get it, but it was finally just returned. So, let's go check and take a look at the Blood Eagle side, which, I'm sorry for saying Blood Eagle and Diamond Sword so much, but the Blood Eagle side is E5. Not really much going on there. LNX just took the flag again. He took the TF flag. I'm watching. It was dropped. Ashlar took him down. Grenaded him to death. It's still in the field. It is sitting in the field. I cannot see it, but nobody has it. It's not at home. Where did it go? Where did it go? Where did it go? E5, not much going on over here. This was their pick of servers, I would guess. Ooh, Ashlar just got zapped by God Ernst. Ooh, Beastie coming in. Bam, nice cap. So, Beastie Man caps for E5. And that heavy D on the flag just will not let anybody in. So let's see. Oh, Baxter grabbed the flag, for Team Fusion, but he was taken out, and it's sitting in the inside the tower now, like on the back wall of the inside tower, and it's mined. They mined it. So Heavy D is off the flag for E5, but now the Light D runs away from the tower. They have it mined, and the flag is in there, and okay, here comes the Heavy D. Cool. Let's head over to Team Fusion, see what's going on over there. I think this is the Team Fusion side. No, that's the Blood Eagle side still. Working on it. LNX has taken the flag. Oh, but he died, and it was returned to we have lights coming in trying to do it in tandem, elfing the Heavy on the flag. It's not doing very well. Heavy D is off the flag. Let me see. Someone nabbed the flag. I can't see who it was. Oh, LNX, he took it, and he just kept it. I'm sorry, I missed that one, and I saw him coming in, and I didn't know who it was. I was trying to figure it out, but LNX caps the flag. So that means it's 2-0, E5. I think I'm going to go hang out at the TF side, because that seems to be where all the action is going on. If I can get over there. Okay. Now I'm over at the Team Fusion side. They have a lot of remote turrets up. Their flag is taken but dropped immediately. And they're gonna hold it there. Gonna defend it on the ground. Just a lot of Light D around. And O is trying to take out their remote turrets, and they're doing a very good job of it. E5's light offense is taking out remote turrets as fast as they can put them out. Excuse me. They have no Heavy D on the flag that I can see. Hey, that was a rhyme. I'm a poet and I don't even know it. Like I said, Team Fusion has a lot of Light D up. They don't have the Heavy D on the flag like E5 does. But they also don't have two flag caps like E5 does. Once again, it is 2-0. Beastie Man just took the TF flag, but he goes inside and doesn't make it out, and it's returned. They do have a Heavy D sitting on the flag, but he's inside. He's kind of waiting for people to come screaming in. Oh. LNX took the flag, but he tried to make it out and was zapped by a remote turret, and he didn't make it very far, and it was dropped. It kind of slid down into a nice fat hole. Oh, but a Light D comes in, lands right on it, and returns it. Now, I noticed why I couldn't see the Heavy D. He was hanging on the inside. And Beastie Man just comes screaming and he grabs it, but he's on the inside. And gets dropped because he dies, and it's returned immediately. This is a very, very obscure place to put a flag when you're making a map. I would say it's extremely hard to grab, because you have to go in and come back out unless you go in, land, and just walk up and grab it. Nothing going on in the Team Fusion side. There's a couple O coming in, little dueling with the Light D. Baxter took the flag for Team Fusion. I wasn't over there, but I saw it, and he didn't get anywhere with it, and it was returned. Team Fusion just has their Light D sitting around, taking out E5 guys. Now I don't see anybody. You got a Light D on the roof. Heavy D's inside the tower. waiting. Icon dropped. Ooh, icon dropped. Team Fusion only has 9 players. Team Fusion is down by a man. I must have missed that. Landstyle informed me that Team Fusion is down by 1. They have 9 players. But their flag is in their base. They're doing okay. They got Light D up. Nothing really going on. O's coming in and getting cut down. They don't even get to the flag. Here comes another O. Trying to disc spawn. Or disc spam, but doesn't get anywhere. Gets inside and gets blown up. It should be inside the base. Yes, it's down in the bottom of the base. They mine it and they are waiting. Capper coming in to the far east, which is the right if you're facing away from the base. Big mistake trying to take out Light D there. You end up in a duel. He should have just come in and nabbed it, but he couldn't though, because it was in the bottom. Someone is coming in, coming into the server with nicknames, and shouldn't be doing that. So if they're listening, please don't. So the TF flag is returned automatically by itself, and it is now vulnerable back up in the flag stand. The place they had it was absolutely perfect. It was at the bottom of the tower, inside with a mine on it. No one could get back to it. And Icon has returned, so Team Fusion is back up to full strength. Oh shit, I gotta put Icon in. I'm gonna hope Landstyle does it before I do. Yes, okay, LNX put him in. Let's see, Heavy D is still in there. I don't see any cappers coming in for E5, but Team Fusion does not have any points yet. It's still 2-0. I don't have admin either. Yeah, I do. Anyway. Like I said, Heavy D sitting in there virtually quiet over here. Maybe I'll head back over to the E5 side and see what's going on over there. Whoa, and it's a dogfight over here. Light O coming in and the Heavy D are just, or the Heavy... Heavy D sitting there, just absorbing it all, chucking mortars out where he deems it worthy. And Light D is in a running duel with cappers coming in for Team Fusion. Their flag, I can't see if it's in the base or not. It is in the base. And Heavy D is just mowing people down with chain. He's chaining people to death. And that was over. It was a nice, fat battle right there. And they have tons of D on this map. That's 4, 5, 6, 7 D, I count. So, Heavy O isn't very popular on this. At least I haven't been paying attention to what was going on in their bases. If their gens are up, I'll take a look real quick. Let's see, the E5 gens are down. Someone just took them out. I can't see who it is. Gonna ban whoever's connecting. He was kicked by Noodles. Should ban him. Someone keeps coming in with dots and numbers and all that bullshit. See, E5. Flag is still in the base. This could go to, Raindance, because there's just over 10 minutes left in the match. And it is 2-0. LCOP 5 Exterminators. LNX just took the Team Fusion flag, but he took his own life, slammed into a wall. It's one of those when he had just enough life to touch and didn't make it hard enough. Let's see. Heavy D up. Lots of Light D. I'm going to head back over to the Team Fusion side. I just noticed that both of the sensors in the middle are taken out. So, yes, they are both taken out for both teams. Let's see what's going on. Jack Crapper took the flag, and he didn't make it very far. He was killed right out in front of the base, and it was returned. I still got to try and make it over to the Team Fusion side. It's slightly difficult. It's hard to tell the difference in this map. Okay, I think this is Team Fusion. Yeah, this is Team Fusion. Not many people up. I see Light D up on the tower. Heavy D on the inside. As usual, good tactic, going well. Noodles had the E5 flag, but didn't make it very far. Shag got him right out of the gate. He was taken out. Like I said, this is kind of an odd arrangement with the flag right just inside the doorway, so you have to fly in to take the flag. And Elnex just took the flag, but didn't make it very far. That heavy D got him right quick. Let me see if I can see where the flag went. Yep, right down in the bottom. Man, whoever designed this was either very evil or very stupid. Light D and Heavy D are guarding the flag for Team Fusion. One light, one heavy. Heavy's moving around a bit now. He walking around on the outside. Now they're just kind of standing still waiting. It seems that E5 doesn't have anybody coming in at the moment. So let's head over there and see what's going on. And yet another dogfight. E5 has sent a lot of cappers. Flag is still there. Heavy D is ruling the top of the... is ruling the flag area. Light D is doing a very good job of keeping cappers out. I believe the Heavy D was killed. Flag was taken but dropped inside. Now there's a fight inside the tower. And the flag is at the bottom. It's on the bottom of the tower. It will not be taken now. And it will be left there until it is returned on its own accord. Jonestown yet again. Many, many dead bodies littering the ground. The tower, inside, everything. Heavy D is back up. Incoming cappers. Grenade spawn. Lands and just gets plowed. One of those, as soon as he touched ground, there was like four discs waiting for him right there. Just boom, 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 boom. And, which side is this? I keep forgetting. My eyes are killing me. And the E5 flag is returned to base. It was the one that was down in the bottom. Like I said, it's still, score is still 2-0 E5. Team Fusion is trying the elf tactic on the Heavy D. LNX has taken the Team Fusion flag again. But it was dropped. And while I was talking, Gold, the TF flag was returned to base, but the E5 flag is yet again down in the bottom. Team Fusion needs to either get it back out or stop making it so that it's down in the hole in the bottom of the tower, because there's a hole in the platform of the tower, and it goes inside, and you can't get to it. I mean, you can, but not with a heavy sitting in there. You totally have to clear it out, which I don't see happening. Many, many cappers coming in for Team Fusion now. Some turrets are taking them out, some remote turrets, and Light D is just chewing them to pieces. It's like meat into a grinder. Capper gets inside the tower, but doesn't make it very far. But ooh, the Pumpkin King came in, just grabbed it right out from under the light or the Heavy D's nose. But Shag smacked him in the head with a disc, so he didn't get very far. Heavy D's back on the flag. Incoming Capper, grenade spawn, and he kind of mistimed his ski and flew over it, and Light D chases after him. LNX yet again grabs the Team Fusion flag, but doesn't make it very far. I hear turrets. It would appear Dweezil had picked it up, but he died also, and it's returned to the Team Fusion flag is returned to base. Team Fusion has yet to get this Elcott 5 flag out of the tower, whereas the E5 guys have gotten it out twice, and they have capped twice. So we are winding down with less than 5 minutes left to go in the match. The Heavy D is back inside the tower. Light D on the roof and the mountains around. We got a couple turrets out here. Heavy D is being repaired. Incoming cappers. Great ski routes coming up. Wow, that dude went high. Going high and grenade spawning. I'm guessing Capper coming in. Capper has it. Jack Crapper has it, but is sniped. As soon as he grabbed it, someone sniped him. Ouch. And it's still on the flag stand. It didn't even get away, and it wasn't returned. It was like he grabbed it and someone sniped him real quick. Pumpkin King tried to take a... No, that was wrong. Pumpkin King killed him. Chad tried to take the flag from TF and the Pumpkin King nailed him. Ooh, that was a great run. If they can get a biohazard, just took the E5 flag. Oh, man, but he's killed. Pumpkin King took it. Can he make it out? Nope. Heavy D inside plasma. Nailed him with a bunch of plasma. So it is inside the flag tower once again. What happened was Team Fusion came in with a great attack pattern and blew the heavy right off the flag, right off the tower, and basically cleared it. And Jack Crapper came in. I think it was Jack Crapper. And just nabbed the flag real quick, but once again, you have to go inside the base to grab it. And the Heavy D inside grabbed him. Pumpkin King came in to grab it, and he got zapped real quick, too. They're trying to get this heavy off, and they kill the heavy. Team Fusion has taken out the E5 heavy, but the flag is still inside the tower. They've got Team Fusion running around the tower trying. It is returned. Do they recognize it yet? No, they don't. They're taken out one by one by Light D. Light D is just disc spamming the flag right now. No one can grab to it. LNX grabs the Team Fusion flag, and he's out and away. I don't see him, but I saw in the chat he took it. And, he's nailed. But who was it? Oh, he was mortared. Okay. Someone mortared him. The Pumpkin King took the E5 flag. But, Shag chained him out of midair. And it's returned to base. And the E5 has a heavy right back up on the flag. And someone just dropped like every grenade and mine they had on the base and just killed everybody except the Heavy D, including themselves. I didn't see who it was. Al Dolan took the flag and accidentally goes inside again and just Heavy D plasma over with some plasma. I can see the flag. I'm sitting right out front and it's on the back wall. Kind of one of those stuck on the wall dealies. So they're leaving it there. Little recap, we have less than 2 minutes, coming up on less than 1 minute. Still 2-0. Coming down, less than a minute left to play. If Team Fusion does not pull something out really quick, which I don't personally believe can happen, I don't think anybody can do it, even if no one was in here, then we are going to Rain Dance. Like I said, less than 45 seconds left to go. It would appear LNX has the flag. He's killed right in front of the flag tower, and God Ernst grabs it immediately and caps it. So it's now 3-0. I missed that. I'm on the wrong side. I didn't see it. But LNX, from what Lan told me, Noodles just took the E5 flag, but with 14 seconds left, no, Beastie Man chains him right down. I guess LNX took the flag again, and Landstar was trying to tell me that he's being chained and sniped and just nailed really, really badly. But he made it all the way and just smacked right into the wall of the tower and died, and God Ernst grabbed it and capped it. And that's it. It is over. And we are... It is now one game apiece, so we head back to a different server, and they will play Rain Dance for the tiebreaker.
This is Saber from the E5, hauling ice from Cincinnati, Ohio, and you're listening to the WSBA.
For the cap. He got the cap. Okay, Icon Cavs. He got the cap. So it is now 2-1, Team Fusion. I'm going to head back over to the E5 side of the base and see if I can catch another nice run like that. Heavy-O coming in for E5 and being sniped severely by Team Fusion. Let's see what happens. E5's got Heavy on the door, which is very good. You know, the normal. I don't see. There's light D all around. They've got a lot of defense over here. Ooh, that's a good tactic. No cappers coming in as of yet. Their rocket turret is up. Chucking rockets at people. Nothing really going on. Here comes a Heavy again. Heavy-O, that same Heavy-O that did it last time. I didn't catch who it was. He started that rally last time, and the Light D is not taking it. They're swarming on him. But he somehow manages to get mortars up on there and move that Heavy D around. But whoever the Heavy D is sitting for E5 is doing quite well. He's not taking any of the... He's doing very well. He does good body blocks and is doing very well at keeping cappers off and that Heavy O out of his way. Excuse me. E5 is... They got their Heavy D on the flag and their Light D up on the hill. Rocket turret is up. Power's up. They're doing quite well. No one come in... I think someone might have taken the flag from Team Fusion, but I don't see it. Okay, LNX had taken it, but it was immediately returned. So there's a Heavy mortaring the flag or the rocket turret for Team Fusion, and that goes out. And here comes a Heavy down the valley, up in the air, mortar up onto the flag tower. Boom! There goes Light D. Blows the Heavy D off. I missed who took it. Al Dolan took it, but he died. It's in the field. And it was just returned. Okay, so that was a very, very good run. Well planned out. Just Al Dolan did not have enough life to get the flag run completed. Okay, God, I should never have done this one. I'm sick and trying to stay clear voice, but this is a long damn match. The E5 flag is doing well, Heavy sitting on it. Capper comes in, smacks right into the Heavy D, but doesn't do very well. Light D discs him right off the tower, and he dies. Heavy O's hitting it with mortars again, and Baxter took the E5 flag. He's also heading out that far right route. He's got a guy in front of him and a guy in back of him, and Jesus blows up Baxter real nice. And the flag is still in the field. It is the far the right of the field, and it is being guarded by two Light D, so they're doing well. I don't see they haven't mined, and unless someone comes in for a cap route and an offsided cap route, then no one will see it. You have to come in from the right of the base if you're looking away from it. So and it's right behind this nice fat hill, not the big hill, but the one of the other smaller hills out further. And it's got a mine on it. And I don't see cappers are coming in for the tower looking for it, but they don't find it and they're just getting chewed to pieces. I'm guessing, yeah, it just auto returns. So I'm going to head back to the base. And the Heavy D is sitting right on it perfectly. I'm going to hit over the Team Fusion side because it seems that LNX is doing quite a job of trying to get it away. Gore is still 2-1 E5. No, I'm sorry. 2-1 TF. I was wrong. I had the score right, but I had the teams wrong. And the Lid had the Team Fusion flag. I missed it while I was heading over, and Lansdale informs me that he was grenaded to death. So it is back in the base. Both of them are working on both teams are working on getting the flags away from the heavy D. E5 does not have a heavy D up at their base right, or Team Fusion does not have a heavy D on their flag right now. They have 2-4 light D up, so they're doing well now. Rocket turret is up. Their power is up. Just going past the 12 minutes left mark. That means there's less than 12 minutes left in the match now. Heavy D is back up on the flag. Income cappers just grenade spawning it to death. And who was that? LNX took it, accidentally flew inside their base and just completely outmaneuvered the heavy and made it out. But he was elfed to the ground and disced to death. Ooh, that one was chunky. Yum yum. So Heavy D is back on the flag. Cappers coming in. Don't go anywhere, I don't think so. But they do. He dropped the capper came and dropped a mine right next to the heavy and shot him. Killed himself, but took the heavy off the flag. It is open. The heavy's trying to get back up. And he does. He does make it in time. He's got to be severely damaged. But that was a great sacrifice there. I didn't catch who did it. E5 really, really needs to take out this rocket turret, because it is tearing them apart. And Juno just sniped Beastie right out of midair. He was coming in for a nice fat cap, and just sniped his head right off. Okay, yeah, they must have heard me, because there goes the rocket turret. It just blows up. They have Heavy O coming in. Heavy O doesn't do so well. He got cut down before he made it to the door. Cappers are coming in for E5, and LNX just grabs it, screaming along. He grabbed it, and before I could see him, oh, wow. Before I could see him, he was over the next hill, and Icon snipes him right as he goes over the hill, and Ashlar returned the flag. Talk about sniping ability. Icon, dude, that guy is psychotic. I'm informed that Baxter is about halfway home. Oh, but he gets an overdose to lead. Jesus nails him. Chains him right down. Very good effort on Baxter's part, though. It seems Biohazard then grabbed it, but didn't get very far. I'm heading over to look, see where the... Okay, it was returned. I was heading over to see what was going on, but it was returned by the time I got there. Team Fusion flag is still in the base, Heavy sitting on it. They got their plasma turret up, and their gens are up, and sensors up. But darn, the vehicle pad is blown up. And LNX comes in and snags the flag again, same route, screaming away. And this time he gets away from Icon. Same route, same exact route, and he's moving quite speedily. And I think he died. I don't know. He was moving. Nope, he capped it. No, he didn't. Shit, I'm lost. I missed a cap. It is now 3-1 TF. That was their rocket turret going down. I guess while I went to look for who was fighting over the Elcott 5 flag, Team Fusion capped again. I didn't see that. Al Dolan grabs the E5 flag, I think. Yeah. I'm confused. Oh, I called it. Okay. Lance Al's informing me that I called it, so I'm stupid. Al Dolan didn't get very far with the flag. He got disced and it was returned to base. Wow, I just saw three snipes go by, all right next to each other, in a like a glowing tentacle of a pumpkin king. No, Lid took the pimp's flag. Pimps, that means Team Fusion flag. Snipes going off right and left, and he gets away. He's screaming along, "I cannot keep up. I will watch chat." He's a speck moving across the screen. He's about halfway, going over the hill. He's three quarters of the way. He's going to make it. No one can catch him. Let's see if he gets it. I'm coming over the hill. Watch the tower. I don't see if he got it or not. Let's check the score. He still hasn't capped it. I don't know if it's been returned or not. Oh, he's in the base. Okay, yes, the Elcott 5 flag is gone. It's not in the tower, so we have a standoff. He's sitting heavy in the base now, so I'm going to hang out over here because I know Pumpkin King loves to go heavy-o, so we're going to see if they send him heavy-o waiting. I'm going to go check the inside and see what their base looks like. He is heavy. The Elcott 5 player who has the flag, I think it's Lid, is sitting heavy inside the base, and Team Fusion's got heavy-o, or Elcott 5's got heavy-o going out. There's three, four heavy-o going out in about 5 seconds apart, and here goes the fifth. He's about 10 seconds behind. Team Fusion's got lights coming in for base rape. I'm not quite sure what's up with that, but E5's got a light in the door body blocking, which to my idea isn't very good. They don't have anybody else out. It seems like they've sent a lot of people heavy-o. But a lot of naked people just spawned and are heading into the base, so they better send some heavies in really quick. Okay, I've just been informed that Baxter has the E5 flag. We just passed 6 minutes left in the map. Elcott 5 are sending out lots of heavy-o, but here finally comes a heavy-o for Team Fusion. He's running into problems from Heavy D blocking the door. Actually, that was a Heavy O trying to come out, but got smacked because he walked right back in. E5 is just putting out Heavy O by the buttload. I mean, there, I just counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 who just left. Here comes a 7th. That's 7 Heavy O in a row. They have one light guy running around. It was a naked guy coming in. There goes 8, unless someone died and respawned. But I'm going to head over and follow them and see what kind of damage they're causing, because Team Fusion hasn't sent, like, they sent one. So there must be... Lid drops the flag. How the hell did that happen? I guess I missed it while I was heading over, and Lid dropped the flag, but it has not been returned yet. And Heavy O is just tearing apart the Team Fusion flag. The Team Fusion, Lid passed off the flag at the command station. Okay. Oh, he died. Land, shut up. Freaking retard. The inside of the TF base looks good. I don't see Baxter. Yeah, okay. Baxter's inside. They have... The outside looks just like hell, but the inside is going okay. We got, mortars coming in the door, but they're not doing anything. They're just blowing up right at the beginning there. Baxter goes light. He's sitting at the top. He's noticed that the flag has been dropped for a while. In comes a heavy, and he's going the wrong way. He's not looking for Baxter. Or he was looking for him, but he was going the wrong way, and he gets cut down by remote turrets. Looking for Baxter. I don't see him. I think there he is. He's hiding behind a pylon. Heavy O came in again, but there he comes in again. That was a light. But the turrets keep taking him out. They got a guy sitting on the inventory station constantly litter bugging him. And the flag was returned to base. Who was that? The Team Fusion flag was returned to base. I didn't see that. Team Fusion flag was returned to base. I missed it, so... No, I'm sorry. I don't know what was up with that, but the E5 flag was returned to base. It said that the Team Fusion flag was. I must have messed up somehow. But Baxter is trying to cap. He's getting up there, and Beastie Man kills him. And, let's see where the flag went. Okay, someone else has got it, and they cap. Okay, Baxter had it, and he caps. Okay. This is weird. I have no idea what's going on, but Baxter just capped the flag. It's 4-1 Team Fusion now. Team Fusion has to recover from that beating that they just took on the outside of their base. They don't have anything up on the outside. And Jesus comes in and takes the Team Fusion flag, and he's off and moving. They have no... They don't really have anything up and going. There's a lot of naked lights chasing. He's made it halfway. He's through the canyon. I can't see if he still has it. Yes, he does. He's moving up towards the base, coming up for a cap. He goes by the tower, doesn't make it. Stops, turns around, and gets up on there. And he handed off to Saber, and Saber capped it. So it's now 4-2. With less than 2 minutes left to play, Team Fusion is up by two. I'm going to head back over to the Team Fusion base, see if E5 can pull off any more caps. They need at least two to go into overtime again. Al Dolan took the E5 flag. I'm looking for him on chat. I don't see him. He must still have it. I'm on the wrong side of the base, or the wrong side of the map. He's got zero life, according to Landstyle. And, it's dropped. And it's returned. So both flags are home. Capper coming in for E5. Doesn't get very far. Oh, Al Dolan grabbed it. I'm sorry. He capped. Oh, my God. He capped with no life. So it's 5-2 now. With less than a minute left to go, I call this one for Team Fusion now. Can't be wrong about that one. God Ernst grabs the Team Fusion flag. And whether he caps it or not does not matter, but there are tons of naked lights going after him. And it's like turned into a rabbit match where someone would grab it and someone would lose it and someone would grab it and someone would lose it. It was finally returned. Team Fusion has their rocket turret back up. Just sent everybody light D. It's yet another rabbit match trying to grab the flag off the tower. And so, Monkey King just rammed a scout into it. Less than 10 seconds now, Al Dolan has the E5 flag, but it doesn't matter. We should scrim? What the hell? You just won, Wild Child. And that would be the game, folks. Team Fusion wins. One hell of a match. That was an amazing match. Oh, man. I am worn out. I really messed up that last map because my senses are just on overload. So, one quick last shout out before I turn some more music on was Landstyle really, really helped me. He will be... Landstyle will be announcing here soon sometime, and I just want to thank him for all the help that he's given me. He sat in there and he watched and he gave me, whenever I'd move, he'd move to the other side and give me ideas or tell me what was going on. So it may have been a little confusing at first, but he helped me a lot, so I really want to thank him. This one goes out to Bloody Shark. He wanted me to play some Whitesnake, so here's Whitesnake. Here I go again.